Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we care about our customers and strive to provide the top quality products and personal service they deserve. Hear about Bill and Kathy's experience in choosing a Mueller metal roof for their new home.
This was our retirement forever home. We wanted to make sure we had good quality. Doing our research, we found Mueller's warranty, their reputation, and the quality of their building materials is what we wanted.
Mueller was very supportive.
Our salesman really listened to what our dream was. We trusted him.
Working with Mueller was great. They were very professional. You could count on them.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, cattle futures just could not overcome the rebound of grain prices yesterday. Weaker cash trade for the week did not provide support to the complex, with southern cattle $2 lower, northern cattle $4 lower. Again, we're looking at $138 trade here in our part of the country. The positive aspect yesterday was the gain in box beef prices of $1.24 for choice and $2.58 for select. However, traders are wary of the possibility that a low has been reached in box beef. Higher cash was seen again yesterday for hogs, which has been a bit unusual, moving closer to the end of the week. The National Direct afternoon report showed an increase of $2.36. However, the decline of cutouts by $3.54 offset the cash gain, putting pressure on the April contract. There was also some spread trading taking place as traders want to get back into the market, but on a less risky basis. Wheat futures getting a modest bounce early today, with Chicago May the weakest market, up just 7 cents early on. Here on Tuesday, Chicago May set a new contract high before falling nearly $2.85 a bushel below that as of Thursday. Nothing has changed in the thought that some 30% of the world's wheat exports that originate from the Black Sea are compromised and shut down, but so far U.S. wheat exports have been unable to take advantage. May corn futures early today inching up toward the high once again. With Ukraine and much of the Black Sea shut down, demand appears to be clearly shifting back to the U.S. Last week's export sales were reported to be a marketing year high, 2.1 million metric tons, or about 84.2 million bushels. Soybean futures under pressure early today, weakened by falling vegetable oil prices. Palm oil futures have plunged on Friday, and for the first time in 5 days, canola futures have retreated. And May bean oil futures are also starting out lower. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, April live cattle down 167, 135.90, and a June down 150, 132.45. March feeder cattle down 240, 151.65. April down 390, 156.25. April hogs down $1.05, $100.10. Kansas City wheat, May down 48 and 3 quarters, 1065 and 3 quarters. July down 39 cents, 1054 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May down 114 and a half, 1087. July down 65 cents, 1045 and a quarter. May corn is up 22 and three quarters, 755 and three quarters. July's up 17 and three quarters at 726. May soybeans up 14 and a half, 1686 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.